Melanoma is a form of skin cancer which can be deadly if it's not detected early. But recently, new kinds of treatment have offered hope to patients with advanced stages of melanoma. Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, hosts of WRVO's health and wellness show Take Care, recently spoke with Dr. Lynn Schuchter. She's chief of hematology oncology at the University of Pennsylvania's Abramson Cancer Center. They talk about how melanoma is detected and treated.
Walk us through what happens when a person finds out their mole or growth is malignant.
Well, once a suspicious mole or a freckle has been identified, a biopsy is done, and that's literally removal of that freckle or mole. And then a pathologist reviews that under the microscope to establish the diagnosis. And then there is a discussion about various features of the melanoma. And things that we think about is how deep or thick the melanoma is. And that tells us something about the risk for recurrence and therefore plans the treatment. And the treatment then could involve additional surgery and then other therapies to try to either prevent a recurrence of the melanoma or to develop an overall monitoring plan. And that would often involve a medical oncologist, a cancer doctor.
Is it always that the bigger and deeper melanomas are the ones that are the most serious, most likely to spread? And how does a person find out if their cancer spread?
So yes, the thicker the melanoma, the more likely it could travel to lymph nodes or to distant sites. And the way we make decisions, if it's a thicker melanoma, we will sample lymph nodes that drain that particular part of the body. Depending upon whether lymph nodes are involved or if it's a very thick melanoma, then we might do scans to determine if the melanoma has traveled or not.
What is the most common treatment for melanoma?
For most patients, fortunately, all that's required is simple surgery. So patients with stage 1 and stage 2 melanoma require no treatment. Patients with melanoma that's more advanced, stage 3, that involves lymph nodes, there we have an old medicine that's somewhat useful called interferon, but we're always looking for new approaches. And the two broad categories are new types of immunotherapy, therapy that's designed to rev up the immune system and have the immune system tackle the cancer, and this other very exciting approach called targeted therapy. And that is where we analyze the patient's tumor and determine what genes are mutated or broken in their melanoma and then tailor the therapy so that it's personalized to that patient's mutation status. These new approaches with immunotherapy and targeted therapy have completely transformed how we think about treatment of melanoma and has just had substantial impact on improving overall survival. You know, we think about, you know, the olden days in melanoma, which was like a year ago, because so much has changed in the last 2 to 3 years with many new therapies approved to treat patients with melanoma.
Dr. Lynn Schuchter speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's health and wellness show, this Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.